top of the morning elation to spark the brain.
Everybody get up!
Live from Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Yo, turn it up.
Feeding your mind and soul in the company of friends.
In the company of friends.
Wake up, everybody.
Welcome to Breakfast with Friends.
Wakey, wakey, and rise and shine. Good morning.
No, you just did it all wrong.
I did it all wrong.
Oh,
okay.
No, you have to go back.
Here we go. Let's try this again. Good morning.
Wakey, wakey.
It's a wonderful Tuesday morning. A little bit warmer than yesterday. Yeah, and Sunday. Sunday was so cold. It was kind of like stay in bed weather. But we are here. It is now 18 minutes past 7 o'clock, and we are super excited because we have a guest all the way from YWAM, Musenberg. How you doing, Noah?
Good. Thanks, guys, for having me.
It's a huge, huge pleasure. Thanks for getting up early. Pretty that the wife couldn't make it.
Yes.
We'll send her all our best wishes and hugs and whatnot. But Noah is here from YWAM Musenberg, our kind of next door neighbors, just down the road and around the corner, about three corners and so, to tell us about a brand new single and a brand new album that YWAM Musenberg has been putting together. This has been a long time in the making. The only reason I know that is because Megan Schulder, now Megan van der Spek, very much involved there. So tell us about the process of coming to the place of actually saying, hey guys, let's release a single. Hey guys, let's do an album.
Yes, awesome. So during lockdown, we were just trying to figure out what to do and how to navigate it like everybody else. And there's about 27 musicians and singers in our community. And so we actually did an online songwriting camp with our community. So we got different people to do a FaceTime, and we would do videos and interviews, and then we actually had writing prompts. And so it went on for 2 weeks, and we ended up writing, I think, about 60 songs.
60? 6-0?
6-0.
Wow!
And the whole focus of the songwriting camp was to write songs about missions from a South African perspective. So we looked at the Great Commission, and we opened up Matthew 28, and we started to have conversations about what does that mean as other South Africans, and how can we put that into anthems and songs and prayers, just believing that God is going to send more and more South Africans into the nations.
Wow, that is incredible. Now, one of the things you said there was writing prompts. What exactly is a writing prompt, and how did you guys do this thing?
Yes, so there's been certain themes or certain verses that have kind of led the YWAM campus here in Musenberg. It started back in the 80s, and there's been specific things like verses and different moments with the Lord in the community that have really just marked and kind of given direction as the base. So I think one of those things specifically was that the a big word for the community was that the land will be called married. And this idea of reconciliation and really making that our call wherever we go is to be people of reconciliation to God, not only God, but also to each other. And so we just sat down and said, how do we make that into a song? And that's kind of how it went down.
My goodness me. So the first single is available on all platforms.
Yes.
Fantastic. And then the album launches this Thursday.
This Thursday.
So we're going to do a little song and dance on Thursday morning because of that album launch. What is the title of the album?
So the title of the album is To Know You and Make You Known.
Mm, brilliant. And hence the first single.
Yes.
To Know You and Make You Known is that single.
That's
so
it.
There you go. And then Noah, in terms of the artists and the one thing that I remember very distinctly a number of years ago, pre-COVID, when I was still part of our church's band, you know, music ministry team kind of thing, the one Saturday we had an event where a whole bunch of churches from the area were called together, and somebody who did songwriting and music and all that kind of stuff came and spoke to us. And he kept on saying, you guys need to find your sound. Stop trying to take the international sounds from all the big international churches and make it your own. Stop that. You know, what's the point? Come on, guys. Find your sound. Wow. So how did you guys do that? Because YWAM, as it is, YWAM Musenberg, you guys are a mengelmus, a beautiful mixture, a jambalaya of cultures and languages and ethnicities and backgrounds and all that kind of stuff. So how do you decide?
Yeah, that's always the struggle, I think. And we definitely don't have a we definitely don't have an answer fully for that, but I think we're always trying to find an answer. One of the things that really did help us, though, was we had a guy speak, and he spoke about that. And one of the things he said is just focus more on your response and don't worry so much about trying to make a certain sound, but whatever your response is to the Lord in your most authentic way, in your authentic expression. And that's kind of how you begin to find your sound, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Well, we are having some technical difficulties on our Facebook platform and so forth. Not sure why that is. But yeah, what we can tell you is just in terms of YWAM Musenberg and what they've been doing for many, many years. As a matter of fact, they were literally just across the railway line initially when my oldest brother and his now wife were attending YWAM.
Wow.
I mean, like, that's years good. And years
wow.
ago, hey?
Wow.
So it's not a new institution. It's not a new thing. But it is so incredible with regard to that, Noah. Then lastly, what encouragement would you give to a person, myself included, who feels that there is a song within them? How do you get it out? And again, the importance of working together and collaborating with others.
Yeah, I think do it with friends. That's something I've found a lot of life in and a lot of joy in doing with friends. And not just even releasing my own sound, but also hearing the other sounds of other people and learning from other sounds. And so I think doing it in community is probably the best thing.
Exactly. Noah Ray, thank you so much for coming into studio, telling us about this incredible single, about this incredible album. We're going to have to get you back in studio, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah. and you're going to have to bring some of the people and the artists. Do you want to just maybe mention some of the musicians, some of the people involved?
Yeah, so when we recorded the album, we did it in our living room, and there was about 11 different nations represented in the room.
Wow!
And so it was quite a mix of people. It was really, really beautiful to just see. And on this, so on the first single, the musicians, it's one of me and Rosie's good friends, Amy Prado. So she's a local as well. From Cape Town, and then we had another friend who was also a dear friend in the YWAM community called Lunati, and so yeah, all full-time missionaries, and yeah, we just love the Lord.
Sure, love it, absolutely. Noah, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it so much.
Yes, thank you guys so much, and everybody's welcome this Thursday.
That's it.
Yeah, for the album launch.
Oh, fantastic!
Yes.
How do they? They obviously need a book or something like that.
Yes, so it's free. It's in Musenberg, but all the information is on the Facebook page of YWAM Musenberg, and you can book a registration there.
As easy as that. Sure, love it. Thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yo, check it out. If breakfast is the most important meal of your day, rockin', ladies and gentlemen, then you need to have yours in the company of friends.
It's always on.